sins, blot out my transgressions. Against thee, the holy, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Bye. Be more than I see. Be what you are. jẹ́ kí a gbàdúrà.
Shall we pray?
Bàbá wa àti Ọlọ́run wa.
Father and our God.
A fi gbogbo ọpẹ́ yin ogun àti ọlágun yin Olúwa.
We give all glory, honor and adoration
unto you, Lord. Ayè ló gbogbo orí ọ̀fẹ́ àti àǹfààní tẹ fún wa lágùn ti wà níwájú yín lénìí.
Thank you for the grace and privilege you give to us.
Bàbá nínú ìṣe ni Ọlọ́run gba ọpẹ́ wa.
Especially in today's service, Lord,
that you prefer. Ọlọ́run tó dá wa sí.
The Lord that you preserve us.
Gbogbo orúkọ yin Olúwa.
Glory to your name, O Lord.
Wá ìwọ ni oyè. Láti dá ògo ọ̀la nítorí ìwọ ni ó dá ohun gbogbo Olúwa ìwọ ni oyè. Ọlọ́run ẹgbà ọpẹ́ wa o.
A ti fà sẹ́yìn.
A ti wà níwájú yín báyìí Olúwa.
Now we are before you, Lord.
Ọlá ní orúkọ Jésù ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìbùkún yín ẹ túlé wa lórí.
Father, pour your manifold blessing on our life.
Nípa ọ̀rọ̀ yín Olúwa ẹ tú ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìbùkún yín lé wa lórí.
Through your word, make your word be upon us. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ orí ọ̀fẹ́ yín lórúkọ
Jésù
ẹ jàlé wa
lórí.
Let your abundant grace be upon us. Let your every might and power that Christ was understanding be nullified. Everything that blocks one's ears be removed in Jesus' name. Every power that diminishes senses blow away. And in today's service we become blessed. In Jesus' name, our Lord. We welcome you in the name of the Lord to his presence. And the topic of today's message,
only Ibante Adam.
Adam's apron.
Genesis
chapter 3.
Verse 1
or through 21.
Ó ní à ń lò láti fi bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
Is a text for us to speak this morning.
Màá sáré láti kà á.
Now read very fast.
Ó ṣàbáyé wípé.
Read
door. Ìlú àṣẹ alárekérekè ju ẹranko ìjà yòókù lọ.
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made.
Ó sì kí fún obìnrin náà pé.
And say yet to the woman.
Ó sọ ni Ọlọ́run wípé.
And God indeed said.
Ẹyin kò gbọdọ̀ jẹ gbogbo èso igi ọgbà náà.
You shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
Obìnrin náà sì wí fún ètò náà pé.
And the woman said to the serpent,
àwa máa jẹ nínú èso igi ọgbà.
We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden.
Ṣé nínú èso igi ni?
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden.
Ọlọ́run ti wí pé.
God has said.
Ẹyin kò gbọdọ̀ jẹ nínú rẹ̀.
You shall not eat.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ẹyin kò gbọdọ̀ fọwọ́ kàn.
Nor shall you touch
it. Ṣé ẹyin tí ó mọ̀ bá a kú?
Lest you die.
Ètò náà sì wí fún obìnrin náà pé.
And the serpent said to the woman.
Ẹyin kì yóò kú ikú kíkú kan.
You will not surely die.
Nítorí Ọlọ́run mọ̀ pé.
For God knows.
Lọ́jọ́ tí ẹyin bá jẹ nínú rẹ̀.
That in the day you
eat of it. Nígbà náà ni ojú yín yóò là.
Your eyes will be open.
Ẹyin ó sì dàbí Ọlọ́run.
And you will be like God.
Ẹ mọ rere àti búburú.
Knowing good and evil.
Nígbà tí obìnrin náà rí pé.
So when the woman saw.
Igi náà dára ní jíjẹ.
That the tree was good for food.
Àti pé ó dára, ó sì dára fún ojú.
That it was pleasant to the eye.
Àti igi tí a fẹ́ láti mú ni gbọ́n.
And a tree desirable to be
grown
wild.
Ó mú nínú èso rẹ̀.
She took of its fruit.
Ó sì jẹ́.
And ate.
Ó sì fi fún ọkọ rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú.
She also gave to her husband with her.
Pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ ó sì jẹ́.
And he ate.
Ojú àwọn méjèèjì sì là.
Then the eyes of both were open.
Wọ́n sì mọ̀ pé.
And they knew that they were naked.
Wọ́n sì gan ewé ọ̀pọ̀tọ́pọ̀.
And they sew fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
Màá dúró níbí nítorí àkókò.
I'm going to stop a bit here because of our time.
Ṣé màá ṣe àlàyé rẹ̀ fún wa ní ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́?
But I will explain to you explicitly.
Ibi tí mo rọra gbà yí pàápàá láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlélógún.
The place I read to you, verse 1 or 2, 21 especially.
Wọ́n ní àṣírí Jésù tan Eva obìnrin àkọ́kọ́ jẹ.
We see the devil deceive Eve, the first woman.
Nípa bó ti dájẹ láti. Jẹ èso igi ìmọ̀lẹ́rì àti búburú.
How he deceived her to eat the fruit of the knowledge of the good and evil.
Èyí tí Ọlọ́run ti sọ fún wọn wípé wọn ò gbọdọ̀ jẹ.
That the Lord had commanded them not to eat.
Ṣé wọ́n tún ṣe pé obìnrin yìí jẹ́ nìkan?
Not that the woman ate alone.
Ó tún fún ọkọ rẹ̀ náà láti
jẹ. She also gave to her husband to eat.
Tí wọ́n sì ti jẹ èso náà.
And immediately they ate the fruit.
Ó ní a sọ fún wa wípé àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ méjì kan ṣẹlẹ̀ sí wọn.
We are told that two things happened to them.
Èyí tó sì bí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan.
Which begot many problems.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́ ni pé ojú wọn là.
The number one thing, their eyes were open.
Ojú tó là ni wọ́n ní wọ́n wá rí wípé àwọn wà ní ìhòhò.
When their eyes opened, they could see that they were naked.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́ pé ojú wọn là.
The number one thing, that their eyes were open.
A gbọ́dọ̀ kíyèsí. Wọ́n ní ojú wọn là.
You must observe that. their eyes were open. We can say, were they blind or they were closing their eyes while walking before? But what the Holy Spirit wants us to know here is many. Their eyes being opened here doesn't mean that they were blind or they closed their eyes before. But their eyes were open into the will of God before. But now they were open eyes into another thing. They saw themselves that they were naked. That means their eyes were open, they see their flaws. They see their inadequacy. When they hit the fruit, that the Lord instructed them not to heal. Just like I say, Eve, so you are short, so I'm taller than you do, so you are dark in complexion. The wife can also say that Adam, my husband, so you are tall, so you are tall in nature, so you are thin. That means their eyes were open. That is the emphasis they want to lay on the opening of the eyes. Their eyes were open to their flaws. They saw their inadequacy. Now they want to cover their nakedness and their secrets. Because they were ashamed of their whole nakedness for themselves. They want to cover their nakedness. They don't want to allow the other man to see. But in that chapter, verse 25 of chapter 3, we were made to understand that both of them were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. But now when they ate the food the Lord said they should not eat, they were ashamed of showing themselves their own nakedness. They were ashamed that they should be like that. Now this makes them to look for fig leaves, all their wisdom, all their efforts and trials, to cover their nakedness to each other. Our grandfather and mother took fig leaves. Now they join it together. The Bible says they make apron for themselves. The number one reason for them to have done so, they use it to cover their nakedness against each other. Adam doesn't want his wife to see his nakedness, and also he does not want her husband to see her nakedness. These have many interpretations. They make these coverings to cover themselves. Other observation there. Immediately they had the cold never on them before, it's not on them. The heat they never had before is not on them. In their own wisdom. Now covering by the people. Maybe it can save them from the scorching of the sun, or from cold or harmattan. But no matter how thick and broad the leaf can be, that can save man from cold or the scorching of sun. All their efforts to cover their nakedness to each other, and in their wisdom to cover themselves away from God, their attempts and trials to do it, their trials to cover themselves, make themselves to create covering for themselves. And this attempt to make God to call them by himself. This attempt shows that they don't want to reveal themselves. These are temptations that they don't want to confess what they have done. They don't want to reveal themselves. They are not ready to forsake that thing. They are not ready to repent. This made God to call them and correct them. When you're doing something and you don't admit what you are doing is wrong, you are correcting him and never acknowledging the correction. What will happen is that God himself will take the control and correct him. When they were pretending to cover themselves, this means they were covering their sins. This means they are covering their mistakes. And this means God himself to call them out. And when God called them out, he collected them. When he collected them, now they realize their mistakes. This makes them to be sorrowful. This makes them to go to repentance. This brings the strength.
And Adam
called his wife's name because she was the mother of all living. This verse is alone. And verse 21 also alone. That means something has happened within that verse 19, 20, and 21. What happened was that when God corrected them, they realized themselves. They could repent. They were sorrowful. They were sorrowful in their heart. Initially she called that his bone in his bone, but now she called
that
Eve. And in verse 21, and for Adam and his
wife,
the Lord God made coat of skin and cloth them. Now something different happens. And what makes it so be different? Because they were sorrowful, they repented. Now the Lord made provision for the coat of skin. He clutched them. The Lord clutched them with
that.
Now we can see the difference between a leather and a leaf. We can see the difference between the fig leaf and the coat of skin. There are many differences there. All the effort and the attempt and the trust of our father to cover his own nakedness, to cover their mistake before God and their mistake before each other. The best thing they could do is to make fig leaves. What is the interpretation of this fig leaf? What is the meaning of the fig leaf by which they make an apron? And what is the implication? Now we are going to disseminate the Sunday service message under these 3 points. Point one, itemizing and description of Adam's apron. Itemizing and description of Adam's apron. Point two, implications caused by Adam's apron and his apron. Point three, identifying the coat of skin God provided for men in place of Adam's apron. May the Lord bless you as you listen to the word. May your senses be open as you are listening to the word. Under point one, itemizing and description of Adam's apron. We are considering this in verse 6 to 10. When Adam and Eve fed on the fruit, and when their eyes got open, they could see their nakedness. That nakedness means their mistake. That nakedness means their inadequacy. they could see.
They
look for a fig leaf and make it together to cover themselves. To themselves. And unto God, that means they are not ready to confess their mistakes. The same thing happens when you sin or when you do something wrong. And your conscience is not telling you that what you have done is wrong, and your heart is not at rest. The things you do to cover up your mistakes, when you knew that what you have done is wrong, and your heart is not at rest again, your efforts and your attempt to cover the thing so that the other man will not
that
know.
You don't do, alone, oh mama.
And even before yourself so that God will not know. That effort to cover what you have done and you knew it is wrong. Your effort to cover up that thing. So that other man will not know. Or maybe for you to say God will not know your own
side.
Those wisdom, attempts, and efforts are called Adam's effort. Whatever of your efforts, attempt and try to cover the wrong things you have done before God or man.
It's
called Adam's apron. Take for instance, the one that is smoking cigarettes. The new cigarette is bad. The one drinking alcohol. The new drunkenness is bad. Now he's not putting bad. He's now chewing
canals.
So that the savour of the garnet can cover up the savour of the...
He's
now licking tom-tom. So that people will not know. He's making Adam's apron for himself by what he's doing. The one is the drunkenness and not put on tom-tom. It's Adam's apron. That tom-tom is leaking ever rescued from that spirit of
darkness.
The same thing, he never cover up the. As the fig leaves cannot save Adam and Eve from cold and amatan and from the scorching of sun. The same thing, these things cannot cover us from sin. Another description. The one into immorality. Maybe you had an immorality with a woman or with a man, and now you took water. No matter how clean the water can be, and you begin to wash yourself with
it.
The same thing Adam and Eve did is what you are doing. What he has done is not physical uncleanness. What you have done is not physical uncleanness. What you have done is in your nature, in your blood, in your life. The water by which you used to wash your body can only take away uncleanness from the body. The water you use to wash yourself after fornication and your conscience is biting you. He wants to be pleasing himself, not allowing other people to know. What he has done is called Adam's apron. The one looking at
pornography
now took water to wash his face. That's Adam's apron. The one that speaks evil words
in
his mouth. Speaking death, cursing, or speaking
doctor words.
And now he took water to wash his mouth. That's Adam's apron. The one that makes white garments for himself. And also took a guard to tie it all.
So one walking,
and is now wearing all around.
So one junior,
he's now rejoicing on me. Adam's apron on himself. That's Adam's apron. There's difference between putting on white garment and having holy character. There's difference between putting on white garment and having a holy heart. Keeping beards maybe on the head or on your bow. In the reason of saying I'm to worship God. Or maybe barbing your hair. Or maybe for me to be pleasable to God. So that I might worship him. They are Adam's apron. I'm giving you the description. Itemizing and describing Adam's apron. Incense, burning of incense. To cover some smells. Adam's apron. They are Adam's apron. Learning another man's language. Learning another man's language, making it as an eulogy of an
example.
If I use the language of another man's country, maybe God can hear me. When I've sinned and done something wrong, if I use another man's language, and I do that since I'm eulogizing another man's
language,
maybe I can appease God. All sort of language. We are making Adam apron for ourselves. Whatever effort that we make, all these attempts are meant for you, that we might be doing to cover our mistakes. Part of it is bathing at the riverside, washing yourself with water at all times. All things like that. They are descriptions of Adam's apron. They all symbolize Adam's apron. Therefore, that as the apron cannot save Adam from cold, as the apron cannot save Adam from
hunger,
as the apron cannot save Adam from the sun and the
scorching.
As the apron cannot cover his mistake before his
wife,
as the apron cannot save Adam from the punishment of God, the same thing, all these things cannot save us to be free from sin and from the consequences of sin.
And
we saw the repercussions of sin. Therefore, whenever we do any of the listed things, that means you are repeating the mistake Adam our forefather did. We are doing the apron Adam made for himself a day. When you are doing something evil, once you see that what you have done is wrong, and the conscience bites you, the best thing is to confess. The best thing is to be sorrowful and to say it out. I'm ready to forsake you and to tell it to the Lord. And the concerned people of his error, that is what is called confession. But without confessing, you don't want to confess, you don't want anyone to know. You don't want anyone to know. Any attempt of your wisdom to cover it up. You have done something wrong, your conscience is every corny wisdom to appease yourself. Every corny wisdom to be making yourself happy. Every corny wisdom to take away that feeling away from you. All this wisdom are making Adam's apron. Making Adam's apron. Making Adam's apron. Adam's apron. Adam's apron. Adam's apron. David. David, listen.
David.
David. He committed immorality with one of the wife of his servant. And then he has into the blood. He has into the blood. And the one wife which he committed fornication with is already pregnant. She sent for him come. And he gave him food. He asked her to go home rather. And the one said, why will you go home? That he cannot go home, he slept there. And when he saw that the man never went home, he made him to drink in excess. And the man never went home. All these things David was doing, they are Adam's apron. David was making the apron for himself. Before he ordered the captains to push him in the war front, where his power cannot contain. What makes David to be doing these things? He doesn't want the secret to be revealed. He doesn't want to confess. He doesn't want men to know. He wants to cover his nakedness. And all these things he did were hatred.
And
that very place you have where you are listening to the world. Now that you have come to the place of the Lord to wash you, what are the aprons you are making for yourself? What are the aprons of Adam that which you are covering yourself? You did evil and you are even smiling. You did evil and pretend as if nothing happened. You did evil and you pave away your high from it. You did evil and you are putting on white garments all around. You did evil and washing yourself with water. You are making Adam's apron for yourself. Because you are not ready to compare. You are not ready to forsake him. You are not ready to bring out yourself and reveal yourself. How by this I'm led to point two. Point two. Implications caused by Adam's apron and his case study. What are the implications of Adam's apron? What it causes for men are many. The apron Adam made for himself. The apron Adam made for himself. When he made the apron for himself. Before God, Adam was so stupid. How can you be doing this by yourself? God was expecting him when, let's say he ate fruit and he goes straight before the Lord and said, Lord, I have ate the fruit. But our forefather never did that. He still feebly and covered himself with it. He pretended as if nothing happened. Emphasizing the implications. He doesn't want to confess. He doesn't want to bring out his God. He doesn't want man and God to know. It is stupidity for you to do something and say you don't want God to know. When you are covering the evil things you have done, implication that is very horrible will come over the thing. You don't want to receive the shame. The wrong thing you have done, importantly, there will be shame on it. The thing you can do on your own self to cover the thing is and the implication is can bring. When God see all your pretense, your wisdom, and all the things you are doing to cover yourself, he will call you out and say, I saw you. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, and the Lord God said unto Adam and said, where are you? Implication, where are you? Not that God never knew where he was. Spiritually and physically. But God wanted him to confess. He called him and said, where are you? Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? Where are you? The same thing God asking us today. Where are you doing? You can say you are good. You can say you are in the church. But where is your spiritual life? In disobedience? In fornication? In adultery? Listen.
He
said, where are you?
Adam,
where are you? Not that God never knew where you were. Not that God ever knew the position of his spiritual life. But God wanted him to confess. He wanted him to speak by his mouth. When you do something wrong and you are not ready to call out yourself, God will call you out. And when God calls you out by himself, he will call you out for punishment and judgment. When you do something wrong and you are not ready to forsake it, you want to cover it. That you are not ready to confess, you want to cover it. That you are not sorrowful, you never admit that what you have done is wrong, and you are pretending. You want to be acting as if you never did it. And you are even more fervent. As you are pretending, you want to cover it up. The implication it brings are many. Number one, it will make one to go from sin to sin. What you have done, that thing you did that you want to cover, now you will do more grievous things. Look at the case study. Look at Adam. He ate the fruit. And God said, where are you? He never wants to confess, and he took fig leaves for himself. And in that he was replying, God, the woman you gave to me, I never requested from you. She's the one that fed me, and I hurt it. Look at David. When he committed adultery with that woman, and he doesn't want to confess, he wants to cover it. He did adultery and turned him to a murderer. Adultery is even literally to murderer. And he killed the husband of that woman. Implication, injury, and detriment that is caused by Adam's apron. When you do something wrong and you are not ready to make amendments to what you have done, the very thing you want to do next will be more brutal than what you have done. That is what I call going from sin to sin. You will be going from sin to sin. You will be doing more grievous things than the initial thing. Another thing, he will open his life for the judgment and the fury of God. Listen. When Adam covered those things, God called both him and his wife. Adam, where are you? He described his wife. That he said, you also come over here. And then he says the serpent. And the Lord judged them accordingly. How about David? The Lord brought judgment over him. When you are in the wrong place and you are not ready to come out, God will call you out, and when he calls you out, he will judge you. And there is no how smart you can be or how agile you can be. Your sin will reveal you. Numbers chapter 32 verse 23. Sin will reveal man. No matter how smart you are, no matter how wise you are, that you want to cover your sin. There is no how smart you can be. You say you are very smart to cover your sin. You will attempt it, but your sin will reveal you. That was what Moses told the Israelites. Chapter 32, verse 23. Then your sin shall reveal you. If you attempt to cover your sin, and then you are wise to cover your sin, what will happen is that the sin will bring you out. That sin will bring you out. No matter how you put on the white garment, no matter how smiling you have, no matter how you say you are going to cover it up with your sin, that sin will reveal you. And when it reveals you, the Lord will call you out for judgment. He will call you out for fury. He will call you out for discipline. Look at the case study. Adam and Eve, when they refused to confess themselves in time, if they have called out themselves before God called them out, that correction wouldn't have been grievous like that. But because it was God accorded that Adam, where are you? Where are you? Even as God called them, he's not even ready to submit himself. He was transferring his mistakes to his wife, even to Lord, to God himself. That the woman you gave to me, the lady you gave to me, the one I never requested for, she was the one that fed me with the food, and I hurt you. And the Lord said, that's well done. See the woman come over here, the woman I gave to him that he never requested, why do you feed your husband? She also said, it's happened. He said, that's fine. Serpent, the devil that possesses you, but you serpent, of all animals in your belly you shall be crawling, and you shall eat on the sand of the ground, and you woman, an ordinary animal, and you obeyed him. You turn yourself to mate, and you are now talking together. He said, I abound your sorrow, and your conceivement in sorrow, she will be conceiving. Unto a husband that desire will be, and your husband will have rule over her. You also the husband,
Adam.
Because you obey the voice of your husband, and you hate of the fruit that has commanded you not to heed. Number one, the land is cursed for your faith. Stones and thistles will be the purpose for you. And in sorrow you shall feed all the way all the days of your life. Now listen. If you don't understand before, if you don't know that you feel your body shining, everything going smoothly, you are dust. And you will turn back to dust. Which what you have done, you will turn back to dust. I'm speaking to you. Is an implication. The apron he made, the pretense he was doing, that implicated him to that level. It implicated him to that level. It implicated him to the level. Yeah, about Achan. Number two case study. Joshua chapter 7. Verse 1 or
226. Joshua.
Achan was a man in the journey of Joshua.
Joshua did a journey.
When Joshua was the leader in the land of Israel, that the Lord was leading the Israelites through Joshua, they went to the war front, and there is a protocol God has given to them. Of their spoil from war, there is one
house.
Achan was very covetous. He touched the forbidden thing, and this brings trouble. In place of him to confess his sin, he never confessed, he protested, he covered the church, he never confessed, he pretended, he also made covering for himself, until he was sacked. Look at the implication. When he was sacked, the man of God said, you troubled all.
So
God will also trouble you, because you troubled all.
Joshua,
chapter 7, verse 20. 5 and Joshua 8. Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones. They wouldn't have stoned him if he had confessed
his crime.
About David, when he had adultery with that woman,
2
Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 all through 27, and also in chapter 12 verse 1 all through 25, he didn't want to confess. He wanted to cover him. He didn't want another man to know. He pretended.
Made
God to call him out. And God said, with all the things I did for you, and you did this, what can ever depart from your house? What can ever depart from your house?
That
problem will come from him. From his house. The Lord chose him from his family, from his
own.
That problem will arise against him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because he despised the word of God. That what shall never depart from his house. That he will make evil to arise against him from his house. And he will take away his
own people.
He will give them to his neighbors. And even before him, they will be committing with his wife. Everything you said you have covered in the hidden place, he will reveal it to Israel in the public place. That's a great implication that Adam's apron do bring. What are you also doing now? What are the things you are doing now? You are into fornication. You are washing yourself with water. That doesn't save you. Pretending, bowing down yourself, and you don't want to confess. And you are doing something so that you can appease God. Not to be free. Every of the things you are doing, they are Adam's apron. Now I'm led to
point three.
Identifying the coat of skin God provided for men. Genesis chapter 3, verse
21.
For Adam and his wife, the Lord made coat of skin and he clutched them. Brothers and sisters, the people of God listen to this word. In place of making Adam's apron for yourself, in place of cunningness that and pretense that you are doing, I have a good news for you today. That as the Lord made coat of skin for Adam, the apron Adam made for himself was a leaf, not wood far. It will blow away in time. The same thing every effort we are also into. All our righteousness, all our
efforts,
it cannot save us from sin and its consequences. Drunkenness, and you're licking tom-tom. That doesn't make you not to lick it again. That doesn't make you not to smoke it again. Isaiah. Chapter 64, verse
6.
Says, all the righteousness of man, all our righteousness, we are all like unclean things. All our righteousness are feeding us. Our righteousness is our effort, our pretense, all our wisdom, all our mightiness, all the protocols of religion. Those are righteousness. The protocols of religion we are following, they are righteousness. They are like filthy rags. The filthy rags, this is like
this.
Maybe all my body is full of debt. My body full of filthiness. How will the handkerchief I hold be? It should also be full of debt. And there is filthiness on my body, also on my handkerchief.
Maybe
I now see another spot on myself. I want to use that same handkerchief to take it away. What will happen is, the dirty handkerchief and the dirty body will be just be cleaning, wiping themselves. The dirty handkerchief cannot take away the death of a dirty man. There's a mucus on my nose.
And
also mucus on the handkerchief. I want to use that same handkerchief with mucus to take away the new mucus. What will happen is I will just be making the mucus to be that is what is explained, that the righteousness of man is like and filthy rag cannot take away the rag of the
wicked
man. That is what God saw. God saw it. All the attempt and effort of Adam is a fig
leaf.
Cry. God bring skin to make clothes for him. Because of the love of God for men. Listen. God loved men. Sin is a very great danger the devil
has to
know. When we talk about sin and man, when we talk a man being a sinner, it's like a sheep that was led into a pit. The sheep that fell into the pit, no wisdom and effort of itself that can use to rescue itself. He needs the help of his owner. He needs the help from his Lord. God could see that Adam has fell into the pit. The pit of sin. And God has revealed it unto him. He knew he realized himself. Now God made the provision. Adam's wisdom cannot do that for himself. Every of his wisdom is only fig
leaf.
God by himself make him a coat of skin and cover him. The coat of skin God made for Adam and Eve. Number one way. Leather comes from animal. God took a particular animal. God slaughtered a lamb. God slaughtered a lamb for Adam. Without knowing. And the blood of that sheep was used for the
propitiation
of his sin. God made propitiation of Adam's sin before himself. Now God took the leather, the skin of that
sheep,
and gave it to Adam to cover himself. This is describing the righteousness God will provide. Number one, it was pointing to Jesus. That the man God himself will provide for the world. That was what God said after he showed it to the man called John. Gospel according to John chapter 1. Let's behold the Lamb of God. Not the Lamb of Man. Describing Jesus as a lamb God is to kill for the sake of the world, as he did for Adam in the garden when he sinned. I'm speaking to you, Adam's apron. Adam's apron cannot save us. Adam's apron can only bring implications. But God by himself has paved solution. Coat of skin, yes. Miss the lamb that is to die. What I'm trying to make us understand here, before this king can be taken away from an animal, what I'm saying is this. You can only find leather in the place of an animal. When we say we use the leather taken from an animal, that means that animal would have been killed. When God made the coat of skin for Adam and Eve, it means a sheep has been killed. A sheep has been killed. And what makes him to kill it? It was a propitiation and appeasing to himself on behalf of their sin. It makes a propitiation for Adam's sin before himself as God. And what made God to do that thing? Adam and Eve saw themselves when God corrected them in another way. The coat of skin, the leather of the animal God used to cover them. He stands for the righteousness God will provide for man. The righteousness and the truthfulness of men has been defiled. There is no good man without an inadequacy. But to fill that void, God has made a provision. You see, our government provides lawyer for a criminal. The same thing God has made a solution for man. That why we are yet sinners. Christ died for all. As a lamb. And the leather of that animal used to cover Adam symbolizes the righteousness. That God is expecting every sinner to possess symbolizes the righteousness. That God provided for the generation of Adam in the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 23, verse 6. First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse
13.
God made the promise in Jeremiah. I will make provision for the righteousness you are to possess. God make the promise from the mouth of his prophet like that. That I will make provision for the righteousness of the people. In that day, Judah will be saved. And Israel will dwell safely. Now, his name will be called the Lord our righteousness. That means God said, he will make provision of righteousness for all. Also, that 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse
13.
What it was confirming for all. God made Jesus a righteousness. God made Jesus a righteousness. When the righteousness of man has been defined, but of him, you are in Jesus Christ, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Dad and mom, brothers and sisters,
be Jesus Christ in me, Olorun fi se awon aso awo yi.
God made Jesus this coat of skin.
As ile gbe wo,
and we can cloth
it. As ise le gbe wo ni.
And this is how we can put it on.
Ijesi akoko.
Number one, sir.
Oni ironu pe wa dadu to.
Repentance that is genuine.
Igbese ikeji.
Number two.
Oni ijogun aye eni fun Jesus Christ.
Submitting your life for that same Jesus. The number three thing.
Oni didakele ise ori igi ti Jesus se.
Relying absolutely on what Jesus did on the cross. If you can do these three things, that coat of skin will enter into your life. Listen, your righteousness cannot lead you to heaven. Your efforts and your
anything you do,
the provision God did to cross Adam and Eve, The same thing Jesus that we are being given now. God has perfected it. God has made it to be perfect. As the garment he wants every man to wear. He is a spiritual garment. We are going to hide our own righteousness with his own. Our righteousness is nothing. Jesus is the righteousness God provided for all men. This is how we can possess it. The new repentance, number one. Number two, submitting yourself for Jesus or receiving him as a Lord and Savior and to rely on him totally. Jesus is that lamb. The one killed for our sins. To make his spirit come into hell. His blood makes for redemption and propitiation for the children of Adam. And finally, pretense. Our effort, our wisdom, our religious protocol, our zeal for religion, our propagation for religion, our humility, cannot save us from sin and from its repercussion. All this Adam's apron will eventually bring punishment for man. And finally, when you cannot change it, bring eternal punishment. It brings suffering in the world. The apron Adam made brings the consequences on him. Therefore, the solution, what you do to sin, confess it. Confess it. All what you are doing so that they will know that you are doing sin. All those things, it brings great implications. Confess your sin to the Lord and to the concerned people. Decide to forsake you. Come out of situation and call Jesus into your life. Give your life unto him and rely on him. Now rise up to your feet. What makes the devil to come into your life most? It's because you are doing something evil and you are pretending. What gives the devil the chance to work in your life thoroughly? You are perpetrating evil and you are pretending. You are doing evil and you are acting as if you never did it. What gives the devil chance in your life is that? And the focus of the devil in your life is because you want to destroy the covenant of God. You want to destroy that good plan of God in your life. Rise up to your feet and begin to cry out to the Lord. Bow down your head. What are the apron you made for yourself? What are the apron you made for yourself? What are the parts you have kept? What are the garments you make so big you made? You are only appeasing, you are making yourself happy by that year you caught. All these things never save you from sin and consequences. The only man God provided that can save you is Jesus. Jesus alone died for the sake of the children of Adam. He laid down his life for our salvation. Rise up to God and begin to tell the Lord. Begin to confess yourself to the Lord. You are drunkard, you are for the sake. The life you are living as a heathen. You cannot deceive. You cannot deceive God. Now tell the Lord. The only people the devil is not successful over there is the one that has no secret. And if you can confess even without him, you are being. You say this kind of thought is coming into my heart. Come to my rescue. I've been doing this kind of thing. You tell people behind you, the one you work together. My heart is drawn to this thing. The devil will say, look at this man, he's not serious at all. The devil will leave you. The devil dislikes the one that always confesses. When the devil says that you cannot keep the secret of what he's doing in your life, he will leave you alone. And you can give your life to the Lord. Close your eyes and begin to tell the Lord that, Lord, this is what I have. Now begin to break it, those
rise
up to your feet.
Going
to immorality. Now you put on, you
know
your
tie.
Even you put on suit.
Immorality,
you put on what you are putting on Adam's apron. What you need is to confess yourself that you love what I have. Lord, this is what I have. You are into drunkenness and smoking. Now you put something and granite to your body. Chewing and licking. You are deceiving yourself. You
are
not able to be successful over your life. You rise up to your feet and begin to tell the Lord that, Lord, this is what I have. Lord, save me. Lord, forgive me. The one that wants to be free is who God
says.
The one that wants to be saved is who God
says.
The one who desires to be rescued. If you are ready to be saved, tell the Lord now. What I have been without complaint. Begin to tell what you have. Let your neighbor hear what you are saying. Lord, is what I have. If you don't open up your secret, you cannot open the secret of the devil. Say
God,
say, Lord, this is what I have. 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 When a sick man speaks out and says this one is happening, that sickness will not kill him. People will know how to look for the cure. People will come to his rescue. But when he's pretending, if the sickness kills him, I
said
rise up to your feet. The spirit of the Lord put out my heart to make you pray. God, Jesus,
so
you
are my
life. Lord, I give my life to you. In a new
Lord,
way,
move
a new way I give my life to you.
Give
my life to the Lord.
What
are the things you are doing that you are pretending? Say, Lord, I will not pretend again. This is what I have.
In
Jesus' name, our Lord. Now, say, Lord, all the good covenants you have for my life, all the good provision you have for my life, that the devil has manipulated in my place of pretense, in my place of covering my
sin,
Lord, renew them for me. Lord, renew them for me. You raise up your hands, you begin to say, Lord, all good covenants, all good provision, all good plans that you have for my life,
that
the devil has manipulated in my place of pretense. In the place I'm deceiving myself,
by
thought I'm the deceiving man. Lord, he knew them for me. Lord,
please do that for me.
Come out and pray. Begin to tell it to the
Lord.
Begin to tell it to the Lord. Begin to tell it to the Lord. You are a man. You are ordinary
dog.
The Lord only sent his spirit there. That is why you are man. All those things you think are commanding, you cannot cover it, tell the Lord. The implication is the devil to manipulate good covenant. Every good covenant the devil has manipulated. You will have become greater than what you have. That pretense implicated you. You will have become great.
What's
in your place
of pretense?
You will have been free from that evil
thing.
You will have been rescued. People will have helped you. But you are pretending. You are covering yourself.
As
Olombo.
You are covering the secret of
Oluwa.
Begin to tell the Lord.
Oluwa da mi.
Lord save me.
Mi o tun di ba mo Oluwa. Mi o tun di ba mo Oluwa. Oh mi o tun di ba mo.
God I will no more pretend.
Gbogbo majemu to dara.
Every good covenant.
Majemu rere.
All good covenant.
Gbogbo rere to ni fun mi.
Every good thing you have for me.
Satan ti kọwọ bo.
I never have manipulated.
Oluwa sodo to.
Lord renew them for
me. Ni oruko Jesu. Oluwa wa.
In the name of Lord.
Baba wa ti Olorun wa.
Father and our God.
No ni mo gbe yin ga nitori pe yin
Olorun. I love you Lord today because you are the Lord.
Mo dupe pe ti ranse si wa ti ranse si
awe. Because you have sent the message
of
God. Glory be to
you.
Now, Lord, every spirit that pretends, I rebuke it. Lord,
God, Jesus,
that fire in Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah, be not so.
That fire in Jesus' name. That fire
in Jesus' name.
Any emetiman diba.
Spirit that pretends.
Any emetiman diba.
Spirit that pretends.
Any emetiman diba.
Spirit that pretends.
Any emetiman bonjo yobo.
Lord,
God, Jesus, oh, yeah, that the phone on you. Let him that in your mind be not.
Now, cast fire as the problem.
Matcha muto dada.
Every good matcha
mule.
Every good matcha
muanu.
Matcha
mulega.
Matcha
mulega.
Lord,
in Jesus' name, our Lord.